Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In New York primaries yesterday, Kyle Van De Water won the GOP primary. He secured that Republican nomination to take on incumbent Democratic Representative Antonio Delgado in the 19th Congressional District. Van De Water, a 40-year-old Millbrook resident, defeated fashion designer Ola Hothmuth in the district that includes parts of Dutchess County, the Hudson Valley, the Catskills. Voting in New York's primary election concluded June 23rd. But large numbers of ballots came in by mail during an unorthodox voting period created by the coronavirus pandemic. There'll be a special town meeting in Sharon on July 16th. Attendees must wear masks and social distance. It begins at 6:30. A media public hearing will continue until further notice on Thursday, the renewal of Cablevision agreement. Also on Thursday, the Cornwall Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m., Town Board meeting in Pine Plains on Thursday at 7 p.m. The regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board will be held July 16th, Thursday at 7 p.m. On Friday at 5 p.m., film screening The Art of Work at the Cornwall Library. It is held via Zoom. Women's Support Services is holding a volunteer certification training in July and August. Trainings are available if you would like to sign up or find out more information. Contact Deanna Barry at dbarry@wssdv.org. Hartford Healthcare, Charlotte Hunkford Hospital has their mobile COVID-19 testing unit coming to North Canaan on from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the North Canaan Town Hall. The service is available at no cost. However, pre-registration is required. Information at 860-496-6477. Summer concerts are back in Sharon at the Sharon Valley at the Lions Club Pavilion. It's the Jukebox Junkies. Come out and enjoy. Bring a picnic. All shows are from 6 to 8. Social distancing rules will be strictly enforced, as will masks if you are within 6 feet of somebody. St. John's Lutheran Church on Route 7 in Ancrum, New York, is having their annual chicken barbecue on Saturday the 18th. A ticket donation. Takeouts are $15. Pickup 4:30 to 6. You must order. Tickets are limited. To reserve tickets, 518-755-8978, 518-329-0038. The Sharon Playhouse will present the Jersey Tenors July 18th and 19th. The July 18th show is sold out. The Tenors are one of the newest opera rock mashup sensations, creating an explosive blend of the most iconic opera classics alongside such rock and roll industry greats as Queen, Journey, Elton John, and Billy Joel. Ticket price and more information available at SharonPlayhouse.org for the show on the 19th. Once again, it's not a per-ticket basis, it's a per-car basis. The governors of Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey have expanded a joint travel advisory to include 22 states. As of July 14th, the states to be included in that advisory are Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, New Mexico, North Carolina, Nevada, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wisconsin. By the way, Delaware was taken off that list. New Yorkers are moving to Connecticut at an unprecedented rate because of COVID-19. We know that well here in the northwest corner. There have been a lot of New York license plates being spotted in Connecticut. Many of those people have been calling Connecticut home since the pandemic. Housing sales have been unprecedented. The U.S. Postal Service reportedly indicated between March and June, 10,000 New York residents requested a change of address to Connecticut compared to 1,200 during the same time last year. At the University of Connecticut, students will soon be returning to the university, but some are not happy with the housing situation because of COVID-19. Close to 1,000 students will not be able to live on campus. Students are now scrambling for a place to live. For students that are finding out they can't live on campus means they have to commute or find off-campus housing, and that's becoming harder and harder. In New York State, County Executive Mark Molinaro is hosting his next coronavirus today at 3 p.m. Mark Molinaro will host this third in a series of online COVID-19 town halls, which will be streamed live on the Dutchess County Government's Facebook page, providing the latest information to residents the media, including Progress Towards Restarting Dutchess. Mary Kay Verba, president and CEO of Dutchess Tourism, will join the county executive to discuss Phase 4 of the New York Forward process at local permissible arts and entertainment activities. Later this month, she will retire from the Dutchess Tourism following a 40-year career devoted to local tourism. Assembly Republicans in New York want a reversal of the state criminal justice policies after a statewide spike in urban shootings, homicides, and burglaries, saying the legislation jeopardizes New Yorkers' safety. Assembly Majority Leader Will Barclay, Republican of the 120th, led a press event with several Republican Assembly members, reinforcing their call to reverse the controversial policies, including bail reform and raise the age legislation, which increased New York's age limit for adult criminal responsibility. The state police at Troop K, as well as partners in law enforcement of the Hudson Valley, have investigated over 400 stolen vehicle cases in Westchester, Putnam, Dutchess, and Rockland counties since March 1st. Numerous arrests have been made by multiple agencies, and many of the vehicles have been recovered, often suffering severe damage. But there is something every vehicle owner can do. They ask that you secure your vehicle properly and remove all keys or key fobs from the vehicle. Keys or key fobs left inside the vehicle is the most common factor shared amongst these cases. Many of the vehicles stolen have been from affluent neighborhoods. Don't assume this will not happen where you live, though. The police say additionally, don't leave valuables in your vehicle. Close the windows and, when possible, park in well-lit, conspicuous areas. The union representing Stop and Shop employees is condemning the supermarket's decision to unilaterally end a 10% bump in pay in place since March as a bonus to workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which represents 70,000 Stop and Shop workers, said it will file a charge with the National Labor Relations Board, quote, to treat essential workers as disposable after what they've done to keep dinner tables full at a time when grave uncertainty about the future and when the company continues to rack up large profits is disgraceful, end quote. That according to a statement signed by the presidents of 14 union locals. Well, there'll be another pot shop soon coming to Great Barrington across from the county's first cannabis retail outlet. They secured a crucial town agreement on Monday. In a 4-1 vote, the select board signed off on a community host agreement with Valkyrie Cannabis Incorporated, owned by two attorneys in Sag Harbor, New York. The couple holds a lease for a building in the White House Square complex off Stockbridge Road and Route 7, directly across the street from Theory Wellness, which opened in January of 2019. It's known for its crowded parking lot and long lines. The company still needs to secure its state license and approval from the planning board. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 556.79 to 26,624.59. The S&P 500 starts the day off at 3197.52 in the NASDAQ at 10,488.58. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.